The Bible's Viewpoint, Satan. Is Satan a real person? The original serpent, the one called Devil and Satan, is misleading the entire inhabited earth, Revelation 12:9. What people say? Some believe that Satan the devil is not a person, but rather the abstract quality of evil that exists inside each person. What the Bible says. Satan is a real person. He is a rebel angel, a spirit creature who opposes God. The Bible calls Satan the ruler of this world, John 12:31. He uses lying signs and deception to accomplish his aims, 2 Thessalonians 2:9 and 10. The Bible records a conversation in heaven between Satan and God. If Satan were a mere symbol of the evil that exists inside each person, how could God, who is perfect and morally unblemished, have been talking to an evil part of himself? Clearly, Satan is a real person and not merely a personification of evil. Why should it matter to you? Satan's reasons for wanting you to believe that he is fictitious are similar to those of a criminal who hides his identity so that he may continue to break the law undetected. To protect yourself against Satan, you first need to acknowledge that he exists. Where does Satan live? Woe for the earth, because the devil has come down to you. Revelation 12:12. What people say? Many believe that Satan resides in a fiery hell at the center of the earth. Others feel that he exists inside bad people. What the Bible says. Satan is a spirit creature, so he lives in an invisible realm. For a time, Satan was allowed to move about at will where God and the faithful angels reside. Now, however, he has been evicted from God's presence and, along with other wicked spirit creatures, is confined to the vicinity of the earth. Does this mean that Satan is limited to one specific place on earth? For example, you may have read that the ancient city of Pergamum was said to be where Satan is dwelling, Revelation 2:13. Actually, that expression alluded to the concentration of satanic worship there. Satan does not call any one physical place on earth home. Instead, the Bible says that all the kingdoms of the inhabited earth are his, Luke 4:5 and 6. Can Satan harm or control people? The whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one, 1 John 5:19. What the Bible says. Most of mankind have yielded to Satan's misleading influence and have thus come under his power. This fact helps explain why humans have been unable to improve world conditions. The Bible also records more extreme cases, in which Satan or other rebel angels have taken control of people and caused them physical harm. What you can do. You need not dread Satan's power. To avoid coming under Satan's influence or control, you need to learn how he manipulates people so that you are not ignorant of his designs. 2 Corinthians 2:11. By reading the Bible, you can obtain vital knowledge of Satan's tactics and thus avoid becoming a victim. Get rid of any paraphernalia associated with demon activity. That includes amulets, printed matter, videos, music, and computer applications that promote spiritism or divination. Oppose the devil, says the Bible, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. By obeying the Bible's wise counsel, you can protect yourself against Satan's evil machinations. End of article.